Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. Brad Nordman with Alex Stroff, all hanging out at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios. Get us on the Carbless Talking Text Line, 800-990-3776, or on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. I'm not going to lie, I feel like my ego took a shot today. Jesse Nelson roasting me. Then I got roasted some more, and then that last segment I tried opening up my problems, and then you guys started calling me clumsy. And
can you guys
build me up?
You were a great basketball player in that city that you're in today. I mean, an absolute legend.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you should never. You should never pay.
I don't
for a
care about what
city.
I've done. Who am I now that you love?
Fearless leader of KBN,
and a great father,
you're
and a great
loud,
husband. Stroff.
Stroff's doing what I was hoping you all would do.
You're kind of an emotional roller coaster most of the time.
You're in a bad place right now. I can hear it.
Yeah.
Jesse Nelson,
you sound like Stroff yesterday coming off the Packers loss. You sound defeated. You sound like Romeo Doubs.
It's a good thing you have a producer typically with you, because right now you sound a little weird. Thank God you have a producer who's really good at his job.
Do I sound better now?
The producer on your radio show is awesome.
You are so close to that mic, Ben Brust.
You are making out with
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
you're making
it
out with
worse.
Him.
It's great. I don't think getting closer.
Now.
That's better.
All right, so don't make out with the microphone.
That would be good. Make out with your wife.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about that, but I think that's good advice by Kyle.
Well, heck, that's how they met each other, right?
I thought he was going to say
that's how they made their daughter, right?
It takes a little bit more than making out.
Let's not go into the birds and the bees here on Kyle Bruston Nordman, but yes, I was making out with my now wife behind a topper.
So you see, kids, the birds Wisconsin. And the bees are...
that. I got to say, the toppers make out story, that's just the blossoming of love right there.
It is.
That is beautiful.
One day they'll tell their precious daughter their love story.
Is the topper still there, Ben?
Oh, totally. Yes.
You guys should go back there. Rekindle the love. I mean, your love is already kindled.
Should have had their engagement photos.
It's funny you said that, Brad.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because my wife was like, you know, because it is an important time of my life, being in Madison as an athlete and then moving here and starting my career at Good Karma Brands at ESPN Madison. I met her when she was living in Milwaukee, but came down to a tailgate that we're on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. And this year she told me that she wanted to come to a Badger game because she wanted to, like, I don't know, like, relive some of those memories of, like, a game day. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
What?
I can't do it. Huh?
Ben,
what do
come
you mean,
on.
Huh? You're telling me that I'm going to get a babysitter and I'm going to go to Madison and I'm going to be flooded in the streets with no flooding of the streets, just like people of less people with nothing to truly enjoy other than, like, a less atmosphere. It would actually make her sad. It would make her sad. And I can't get myself to come to Madison for a game day with the state of the program. So, you know what? This goes back to the economic impact, because I spent a lot of money on those Saturdays for 8-10 years of my life. And now, as we read the numbers, what the football program is doing to Madison, there you have it. I don't want to go because of what I'm seeing on Saturday.
Did you just say my life, like Borat says my wife? I think you just accidentally
said my life.
My life.
I think I packed it.
Yes, my life on Saturdays was feeding the economy because the Badgers were great. Now they suck.
Who would have known that Topper's Pizza would be propped up by the Brusts and now torn down by Luke Fickell?
I'm not a big free ad guy, as you know, but the Topper Sticks really
big part of college life.
Yeah. Yeah.
They fill bellies and also fill hearts.
Beautiful, Kyle.
With the trade deadline coming and going, does anyone feel any different than when they woke up today versus now? Because I'm not going to lie, I wasn't expecting much, if anything. I think the biggest question is everything we talked about in the start of the show is how do you, after that bad loss and losing your third or fourth most important player outside of Jordan Love and Micah Parsons in Tucker Kraft when he's done for the season, how do you fill his role? How do you fill his culture and leadership void and get this week rolling in the right direction before you play the Super Bowl champs at Lambeau Field?
Yeah, you know, Ben, it's I don't feel any different. If anything, you know, yesterday in the 414 hour, you asked me, is this team a Super Bowl team? And I didn't really delay. I said no, and I gave you my thoughts why, and I was reflecting on that. And I'm still at that point, right? This is a low of sorts when it comes to this team this year, right? Because you lose the heartbeat of your team. You just lost to an average Carolina Panthers team when you're about to bring in the Super Bowl champions on Monday Night Football. My expectations for this team have slightly shifted. I think preseason, you beat the Lions, you beat the Commanders. I know we're not really using that as a good win anymore, which we shouldn't. What's that?
You spent like week one, week two. I thought you said preseason.
Yeah, like in the preseason. And then getting Micah Parsons, and then week one and week two. I thought this team was a legit Super Bowl favorite. Not just contender, but a Super Bowl favorite among the top four or three teams that could and should win the Super Bowl. And I look at this team, and I just don't think that's realistic anymore. I mean, yes, Tucker Kraft plays a role in that, but it's more than that. Inconsistent defensive play. Sometimes they look like the best defense in the NFL. Other times it looks like it's easy to run the ball on them, see Carolina Panthers, or it's easy to move the ball on them, see Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys without CeeDee Lamb. There are times when Jordan Love looks like he's the best quarterback in the league, and there are times when he makes boneheaded decisions and we still haven't established the run game for the Green Bay Packers. So there's just too many issues right now that I just don't think they are a true Super Bowl favorite. Now, maybe they're in that pool of teams that, you know what, everything goes well, stars align, you can make a run, but I just don't think you can consider them Super Bowl favorites anymore. And even with like the, you know, we talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Oh, well, they lost to the Giants. You want to know who they've beaten? They've beaten the Chiefs, Rams, the Buccaneers, Minnesota's
Minnesota's a competitive team.
We tied Dallas. They beat Dallas. So they've beaten really, really good teams. And I know there's chaos there too, but I don't know. I'm trying not to be prisoner of the moment, but it's going to be tough for this team to come back from a loss like Tucker Kraft. And they haven't established the things you need to establish at this point to really be considered a favorite. So my expectations have shifted slightly.
I mean, but the thing is, the expectations for you may have shifted slightly. I still think this football team should be going to the NFC Championship, right? We're talking about our championship window is open for the Green Bay Packers, and anything can happen in the playoffs, but you have to build yourself up and get yourself prepared during the regular season. And so Ben alluded to earlier, he thinks it still is going to be a playoff team, but I want to know how good of a team they're going to be in the playoffs. I truly expect them to win the NFC North this year. As I alluded to yesterday, the Lions are not as good as what they were last season. They're beatable. You just saw that. The Packers beat them. The Vikings beat them. They're 1-2 in the division. So this is an opportunity for the Green Bay Packers to really grab the bull by the horns and say, we are the top dog in the NFC North. And so we're going to see exactly what happens as this season closes out to see exactly what the pecking order is going to be in the NFC. There's still a lot of football games left to be played. The Green Bay Packers have had highs. They have their lows. But are they going to finally get to that consistent moment? With what the schedule presents us at the end of this year, we will find out exactly who this football team is. So how disappointed I am in the Carolina game, how upset I was at the Cleveland game, how mad I was about the Cowboys game, I still have hope for the season to see exactly what they're going to be, because these last 9 weeks of football showed us who they are up to this point. But these next 8 games they have, I believe, 8 games. Nine more games left. And thank you for the math. 9 plus 9 is 18. Of the season, we're going to truly find out.
LaFleur said 10, by the way.
10 games?
The other day on Monday, he's like, 10 games left.
I guess he's focused. I hope he thinks more than that, because we're going to be playing more into the playoffs. But we're truly going to find out.
Nine regular season games plus one playoff game
he's already thinking. But no, we're going to find out who this Packer team is. So again, right now, that's what fans should be, right? Even players. You get time to say, dang, we lost this game. You see them upset about Tucker Kraft. Dang, we lost the heart and soul of our offense in the sense of this guy on the field and off the field makes great plays for us, also a great locker room guy. But you got to move on. We're going to discover who they are. That's why I look forward to these next 9 weeks to figure out, is this Packer team legit? I cannot count them out week 9 going into week 10. I just can't because of what they've shown us is that they have the capability when they're hitting on all cylinders to be as good as any team in the National Football League. But can they consistently play at that level? That is to be seen, and we'll be able to find out as the football season goes on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the question would be here is how much faith do Packers fans have right now? Is it more likely that this team who's been kind of sporadic, like they can win on Monday, is it more likely that they bounce back and win with everything that's happened from the game to losing Kraft, or do they become more exposed against what is a team that's beaten some good teams? They're not again a runaway. There's no runaways in the NFL. We've had this discussion, but they're at the top of the list right now, and the Packers have fallen out of even the top 10 of your favorite power rankings, Kyle. They're 11th in ESPN's new power rankings.
Oh, wow.
Are they going to be more of the 11 towards the teens, or are they going to bounce back? Like, who are they going to be on Monday? I want to know what people believe is actually going to happen based off everything that's transpired. 800-990-3776.
Yeah, that 11th is rough, but what can I say? I mean, they lost a bad game to the Carolina Panthers. It's week to week. I saw here on NFL Network they were still in the top 10. I mean, our luck that we have this year is that there is no front runner. When I look at the teams that are top in the NFC, I look at the Rams and listen, the Rams, they got some dudes on offense and they got a good defense, but they're beatable. I look at the Lions and we know they're beatable. The Eagles have been inconsistent just like the Green Bay Packers have been as well. So in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, do you
Kyle,
really,
can I throw something at you quick?
I'll catch it. What's up?
I think all of our thought process about all these teams are right. And I thought Tausch was awesome with Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike today. He mentioned that the one seed is going to be more important than ever this year because no team has shown that they have the ability to win 3 games, that if you have the one seed, only having to win 2 seems so much more of a possibility than having to win 3 with how much parity there has been in this season. Do you agree with that?
100%.
Really
great point. That is why that game against the Panthers, it hurts. It's because now you're in a moment where you need to start ascending and trending in the right direction, and you understand that you're jockeying for position, and you're absolutely right there. The one seed means so much because you get to play games at home in an area where there's no team that seems to be consistent enough to be able to, like you said, go on the road and win multiple games. So, no, this would have been a big year. That's why you got to win the NFC North so you can guarantee yourself at least one home game.
Well, and to win only 2 games as opposed to everyone needing else to win 3, that's just such a massive help. I mean, the Packers have had a hard time even just getting the divisional round, obviously be starting in the wild card. So the divisional round starting there.
And having had to go on the road the last 2 years as a 7 seed.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And that is the one thing, Kyle, you said it. That's the saving grace for this team. They are not perfect. They are a flawed football team, but they have strengths. And I think they have the capability to beat anybody. And there is just no top dog. I mean, last year, if this team was operating in last year's NFL, where I looked at it and said, man, like the Kansas City Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills, that's on the AFC, but just the Lions, the Eagles, the Vikings, those teams looked like juggernauts. Juggernauts.
They did.
There's no juggernauts this year. So it is wide open. That's the one thing that I think any fan can hang their hat on. I mean, the Indianapolis Colts are the best team in the NFL. It's crazy.
And the great thing about this, though, is the Packers right now, within the next 5 weeks, they have a chance to truly establish themselves of who they are in the NFC, because you have the big game against the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Giants are no cupcake. The Giants have competed. They play hard this year, which is a change. But you have a chance over the next 4 to 5 weeks where you play every team in a division, but then on top of that, you play that Philadelphia Eagles team where if you come out of there, you're 4-1, or you go 5-0, then you're establishing we are the top dog. That is what these next 5 games can be about.
Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, Kyle Wallace, UKBN Nation, 800-990-3776, and of course on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Brad, you can tell us where the community efforts are going with the banking world.
Oh, that's exactly right. And then Ben is referring to, of course, Bank 5-9. Bank 5-9 has become known for living out their mission statement, making lives better. That is, in fact, their mission statement, to make lives better. Tell me another financial institution that has put so much more resources, time, efforts, volunteerism, and charitable giving into the focus of the southeastern Wisconsin community. Over several hundred nonprofits represented. I've been able to be a part of them, and it is so incredible to see lives changed and making lives better all across southeastern Wisconsin. And that's just the charitable efforts they're doing as far as putting their mission forward for that. It doesn't even include the satisfied customers, the joyful employees that they've had, and being named the best bank in the Milwaukee area thanks to the prestigious Community Choice Awards. Bank 5-9 making the lives better of everybody around them and everybody here in southeastern Wisconsin. So if you want to see how your life can be made better by Bank 5-9, then you need to check them out today. Stop in your local branch. There's 14 of them. And see how Bank 5-9 can and will make your life better. Member FDIC.
Strofe just popped in my ear. Let me know it's time to take your calls and get to your text, 800-990-3776. UKBN Nation on the other side. This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Pain in your joints is going to keep you from living the life you want to live. QC Kinetics is here, though, to give you that second opinion and also that second chance of living a pain-free life. If you have pain in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, for whatever reason, could be arthritis, could be an injury, whatever it is, they can help you restore and repair that damaged tissue, reduce inflammation, and relieve pain at its source. QC Kinetics is indeed the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, using the cellular treatments to conquer that pain for the long term. No surgery, no pain pills, and no long recovery. And listen to this, KBN Nation. This Veterans Day, QC Kinetics is giving back to our heroes. Veterans will get $500 off their treatment, and for every non-veteran who starts care, QC Kinetics will donate $500 to the Wounded Warrior Project. Just another way that QC Kinetics is showing that they believe in giving you your life back, in supporting causes that are dear to our hearts and dear to the veterans out there who need our support and need our love. So now has never been a better time than to make this phone call to support the Wounded Warrior Project. Get your $500 off if you are indeed a veteran, or change your life. For your free consultation, call QC Kinetics today at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298.
It is Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin, Psych 94.5 ESPN. You can stream on the ESPN Wisconsin app, listen to us wherever you are, or go to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Packers trade deadline came and went. No movement. Do I sound weird?
No. Strofe is just being annoying for some reason. He just lashed out at me in my ear. And I've been nothing but gracious and nice to him. I was legitimately, during the break.
Well, it's
just
the 4 o'clock hour, Kyle.
Yeah, you guys have been a little bit spicy with one another.
No, I have been very cordial with Strofe. I gave him advice, and I said, kids, stay happy, man. That's what I literally said.
Let's go to the Carb List Talk and text line. Let's get in between those two. 800-990-3776. Let's go to Ron on the Carb List Talk and text line. Ron, welcome in.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Hey, great athletes, but I don't know about great minds. Guys, the internet for the camera.
What?
Are you talking about the camera I broke?
Ben dropped. He called me and he said, "Strofe, you guys are idiots. Somebody will fix this on the internet, right, Ron?"
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and about the Packers. When was the last real besides the Lions game, when was the last real complete game they had? Okay?
That's, you know, Cowboys playoff game. Cowboys playoff game. Hold on.
Chargers game was pretty good.
Okay. Before, there you go.
Before
the
Ron,
internet.
Ron, before you hang
the
up.
The internet.
Before you hang up, you seem like a great guy to have a beer with.
Got it. I'm a Vietnam recipient of the Purple Heart.
Oh, thank you. Hell yeah. Let's go.
I would love to have a beer with you.
What about a heater? Can I have a heater with you?
No. He's too prestigious.
You're
to be
a hero,
with
Ron, man.
Yeah.
We'd be lucky to have a beer with you.
No, I'm not.
No, don't waste your time with Stroh. You're too good for that.
I just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. In any case, I love you guys. God bless you all. Well, we'll see what happens on Monday, okay?
Yes,
he's
sir.
The best.
Ron, Internet Ron, everybody. Internet Ron, give it up for Internet
shot
Ron.
He shot to the top of the KBN caller tiers.
I thought he was alluding to the Internet and just find a new one and give it to her and swap it out.
Oh.
He wasn't.
I thought he was alluding to that.
No.
So. She probably knows every scrape that's happened to that camera, and if it's, like, out of place, it's like, nope, this is new. This is used. It's not Grandpa's. Let's go to Chris in Milwaukee on the Carbos Talking text line. Tough to top the Purple Heart. You're up next.
Yeah, that's a good one. I appreciate him, though, I'll tell you that. I think people are kind of asking the wrong question, though. I guess the question would be, how much of an upgrade is it from Watson to Kraft? Because I'll be honest, Watson came back pretty good, but the big part, I think, with our problems here on offense is LaFleur isn't using the weapons he has. You have two of probably the fastest receivers in the NFL, I would think, right? Why is he not using them where their speed is what kind of gets them going a little bit? I don't see anything from Golden anymore. Ever since, I forget his name now, what's 11, our other receiver that had the collarbone?
Jaden Reed.
When he went down, it almost seemed like his whole offense disappeared. I don't know if it's because he was supposed to be a big part of it this year. I don't know, but it just seems like they've been stumbling ever since then.
Well, Chris, I mean, he has been a big part of it every year. He's led the team receiving the last 2 years from his rookie to his second year. I mean, this continues to go back to the conversation about Matt LaFleur and if you trust the way that he runs his offense. If you believe in him letting the offense develop and going through progressions and they're going to throw the open guy, or more of a tactical approach where you put in more specific plays for guys to have moments to shine where they're put in positions to succeed, but you're really focusing on doing that for said player. But the way they're now, without Tucker Kraft, I'm not going to lie, it's hard for me to say, yes, just feature Matthew Golden this far into the season, or just feature X, Y, or Z. They're really going to have an approach where everyone has to be ready at any moment. And, you know, I was listening to Rob Domofsky. Did you guys know this? This really grinded my gears about 4th and 8. They called timeout, and part of this was due to injury, right? The guys on the field, injury or not, going for on 4th and 8 was crazy. Crazy. We all discussed that. But it was Emmanuel Wilson. It was Romeo Doubs. It was Malik Heath. And I believe Christian Watson wasn't out there. Tucker Kraft was obviously hurt. Josh Jacobs wasn't out there. My overall point is you hear the names I'm talking about. You say you had a play that you thought you could score, yet you don't. Oh, Matthew Goldman's out there, but like you didn't have the guys, your true horses that are the true playmakers consistently for your team. That was mind scratching to me.
Yeah, I mean it does lead to the conversation of, is Matt LaFleur putting guys in position to succeed? Because John in Milwaukee?
Purple Heart?
Chris in Milwaukee said, you know, these guys have unique skill sets, right? Golden and Watson, they're fast, man. They're blazers. Doubs is a great possession receiver. He's got unbelievably strong hands. Musgrave has the ability to get open. I mean, Josh Jacobs is a workhorse. It seems like these guys have individual, unique talents that, put in the right position, this whole chessboard can really look like a prolific offense, but it just seems like you're using the wrong piece at the wrong time. You know, I don't mind a couple times a game going long to Christian Watson, but it's, we're doing it all at the wrong time.
He loves doing it, too.
Inability to get gold in the ball. I don't know. It just seems like you have guys that are dangerous in some capacity. Nobody's perfect. No, there's no Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson on this. But you're not using them in such a way that it feels like they're at their best at all times and scheming plays for them to use their best ability. So that's going to be the challenge going forward, because without Tucker Kraft is the one guy that deep ball, intermediate, short, however you want to use him, he's going to succeed. It's almost like a get-out-of-jail-free card. That card is now gone.
That's very true.
800-990-3776. Let's go to Steve in Watertown. Steve, you're up on the Carbos Talking text line with Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
How are we doing, boys?
Doing good.
How are you doing, Steve?
Hey, first time caller, a long time listener.
Welcome in.
I love listening to you guys. You're the only thing I put on my radio in my truck.
Let's go.
But anyway, my point is, you guys all played sports. You were all in college. You had fun. You partied a little bit. I know these guys are all professional players. I'm 40 years old. I still love to party every now and again. It was Jordan Love's birthday on Sunday. Do you think they played a little hungover on Sunday?
Oh, man.
That's the feeling I got. I played sports growing up. I played through high school. I never made it to college level.
But more importantly, if we're the only thing on your radio, power rank your favorite KBN members, and you can include Strofe in there. 1 through 4.
Oh.
1 through 4. My favorite is Kyle. I freaking love Kyle.
Shout out to the Watertown, baby.
Yeah, I love listening to Kyle every day. His energy, we have Packer parties every Sunday in our garage, and Kyle, I would love for you to come.
Let me know how far I go down to Watertown. Have my back.
Yes, it is fun. Number two, I got to go with Strofe. I got to go with Strofe.
He's a good time.
Number three, you're making this tough. Number three and four, I think we got a tie for Brad and Ben.
No, there's no hedging here. There's no hedging here. Spit it out. Who's three? Who's four?
Feelings. It'll be all right.
I like Ben's quirkiness.
You hurt my feelings.
Last place, Brad. I get it. Thanks, Steve. Have a great day. Be safe out there.
Steve, that's all right. I work with some awesome people. You're exactly right.
You know, when Steve called in, I wanted to call him Steve-O so bad, but he really gives me Steve-O energy because he wants to party. He chose the biggest goofballs on the show. And if Brad, we love you, Brad, but you know, you're consistent.
You're just too normal.
I'm not his vibe.
You're just too normal.
Look, if we're being honest. If we're being honest, Steve doesn't want Square Brad at the garage party.
Yeah, he doesn't want me bringing my pot of oatmeal and, you know.
Talking finance with him. Yeah. He wants somebody to go, turn up.
Yeah, what do you think of the market this week, Steve? You'd be like, shut up, Brad.
I agree with Steve. We got some fun co-hosts here. That's why I love
Let's hear Brad, about how you take care of your home.
Oh, that's right. We're taking care of my home with Lifetime Home Services. And a week from today, Lifetime Home Services is coming over to the Nortman Estate, and they're going to remake Baby Will's closet. I can't wait for it. The closet's ready. Everything's out of there, ready for Lifetime Home Services to take their paintbrush, theoretically, and go ahead and remake the closet. And it's just one of the many things that Lifetime Home Services can do. Anything you can think of when it comes to serving your house, they can do. I think they specialize in things like cleaner air and radon, custom closets like we're going to do with for Baby Will, but also full home renovations, epoxy garage floors. Those are awesome to have, especially as the winter comes around. Shelving, cabinetry, whatever it is. Lifetime Home Services has a solution for you, so you don't have to juggle all those contractors, electrician here, and plumber there, and countertops there. No, no, no. Lifetime Home Services has it all under one roof, and we are the beneficiary of them redoing Baby Will's closet. Can't wait for that, because over 30 years, families have trusted Lifetime Home Services to make their homes safer and better looking. Trusted solutions with lifetime results. That is what Lifetime Home Services brings. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Tom Brady may have done one of the most weirder things we've ever heard in this world, and Kyle doesn't even know what it is yet. And if you don't know what it is, you have to stay tuned for Kyle's reaction, because it's going to be dynamite next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You want in on the autumn action at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel? Of course you do. With $300,000 in prizes, who wouldn't? Play November 1st through the 20th. Earn entries playing with your rewards cards. Drawings on Thursdays from 5 to 8. Thursdays, pick your win from the prize board. All leftover prizes go into the rollover jackpot drawing at 8:30 p.m. on Thursdays. More info online. Pottawatomie Sportsbook Casino Hotel. It's all amazing. Check them out. All right, we'll make this sort of a wheel of strophe here, because I do want to get to Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson of SportsCenter ESPN, because he's always great. Strophe, since Kyle doesn't know what's going on here, I'm going to give the floor to you. Please explain to Kyle, in a wheel of strophe way, what the hell is going on.
Wheel of strophe! Let's spin. What could it be?
I wonder what it could be, guys. Tom Brady revealing today, Kyle.
Uh-huh.
His dog, Junie, his little doggy.
Oh, yo, Junie.
Yeah, you love dogs, Kyle.
He's got a little dog.
Yeah, we love dogs.
A little bit bigger than Patricia, but little dog.
Oh.
Named Junie. Junie is a direct clone of his former dog, Lua, who died in 2023. He cloned his dog.
Wait. Tom Brady has a clone dog?
That is correct. Oh. Yes.
So he's an investor in the company that cloned the dog.
Is this what rich people do? They just cloning things?
Yeah,
so wait a minute. What is this dog's name? Joni?
Junie, like the month, but add an I.
Junie. That is odd. It's different. It's weird. But I mean.
Yeah, so Colossal Biosciences, which Ben just mentioned.
I don't
Tom
know why
Brady,
you're dancing around is this, Kyle.
No, it's weird. It's different.
Cloned his pit bull mix dog, Junie, using a blood sample collected from Lua before her death.
He's crazy.
That is disturbing.
It is very disturbing. He's a weird guy. Between his fake chiseled face.
Even dog lovers have to admit that this is crazy.
It's insane. Other celebrities that have used this company to clone their dogs are Barbara Streisand and Paris Hilton.
What is wrong with you people?
Why don't you move on?
These dogs, you give them a great life. Give them a great life. And then there's more dogs out there that need to be given a great life. Don't go and figure out how to take this DNA and clone another dog. I mean, just move on.
Wouldn't you rather clone another Tom Brady than a dog?
Don't shop, adopt is turned into don't shop or adopt, just clone.
Clone.
I'm at a loss for words, because this is these dogs, they live short lives, because when you clone them, you're taking the DNA from a dog that was about to die anyway. So doesn't that make this clone dog have a shorter life? You just go keep cloning dogs? This is like watching The Simpsons, or what was the other show that was on? There's another one there out in space. I can't think of the name.
Futurama.
This is like Futurama type stuff. This is crazy.
I'm not going to lie. I found a picture of Lua and Junie. I don't think they did a very good job. I just look the same dog to me.
Really? No.
He paid all that money. I don't think they did a very good job.
I want to see
a
comparison.
They look exactly alike.
You do? What picture are you looking at?
I'm looking at the one in People magazine. Yeah, same ones.
I think
the
that
dogs
they
in which People magazine. The clone dogs in People magazine.
Which is which?
Who's the new? Who's the clone? What's the clone's
Junie.
Name?
Junie.
That means they did a good job if you don't know which one's a clone.
Junie's on the right. When him in the white T-shirt.
Junie's on the right.
I feel like the face isn't light enough, like the mask.
But you got to understand, Lua's much older than Junie currently is.
Do we know?
In all those photos.
That's true.
I wonder how different this dog is, chasing his tail, eating his own poo. You know, Tom,
what would you clone,
like,
Kyle? What would you clone anything?
You think, like, there's, like, disorders?
Hell yeah.
It can't be a clean cut.
Yeah, some ain't right. What's wrong?
Arcanet what? Nothing?
Yeah, but don't have
chasing
a real bark.
Shadows?
I'm telling you, that dog is probably crazy. It's probably just moving around randomly. Tom Brady probably like, I don't know. This is a good idea. I don't know. Who would I clone if I could clone? Can't be enough me's. I love another me.
Well, I feel like Detective Stroff successfully figured out how to clone me in a world that, and nothing
before
was
we
good
get
about
to Detective Stroff. We're going to get to Detective Stroff. Kyle, tell us about Citizens Bank while Stroff does that.
Oh, absolutely. Citizens Bank, that is the bank that you should go to and you should work with. It's Citizens Bank right here locally in southeastern Wisconsin and all across southeastern Wisconsin. With Citizens Bank, if you're looking to buy a home, they got you, right? Because simply they make that process so easy. I understand looking to buy a home can be stressful, but Citizens Bank can help you every step along the way. At first contact you have to find out what the interest rates are. As you're going to look for your home, you let them know, hey, got you. They'll take good care of you. But also what I love about them is their checking account is easy, but their app is phenomenal. So if you're looking for a new banking home, look no further than Citizens Bank, well, again, with all the local branches that they have here for you. So go ahead and visit them at citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank. We get a checking account, savings account. You can get a CD account. You can get a loan, whether it's a personal loan or a home loan. They got you. Visit citizensbankwi.bank because Citizens Bank is banking where you belong.
John Anderson of Wipeout, SportsCenter, ESPN, Professor Big Daddy J.A., now teaching the youth over at the University of Missouri, joins us to wrap up Kyle Bruston-Norton before the Homer Hour next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Norton, KBN.
You said, oh, I'm really down in the dumps. Nobody gave me a compliment on my new sweater. We're gassing you up, handsome. You go, king.
Look at that.
King. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Grimal & Associates Insurance protects what matters most. They specialize in coverage that's tailored exactly to you. And when I say that, I know that I've talked with their team. They have local call centers with people that work at Grimal & Associates. What a concept. A local company taking care of you. No big company with a big call center that you don't even know where they're at. Doesn't know your family, doesn't know your policies. They sit down, they talk with you to figure out what coverage makes sense for you in your life. Wherever you are at in your journey, they can walk you through it. And hey, look, there's a lot of options out there. Mandy's team is the best. So they're not just selling insurance, they're building those relationships and providing peace of mind. Visit them at teamgrimal.com. It's team, GRAMOLL.com. First time I've ever done a read with the Missouri fight song in the ears, but here we are. John Anderson joining us here on Kyle Bruston-Norton. What's up, Professor Big Daddy J.A.?
It was the best one you've ever done. I feel like you need that as a music bed more often, my friend.
It just was a little odd. You could yell at me in the middle of my backswing golf, or Stroff and I sometimes get in each other's ears when we're doing things to see who's more of a professional. But that just felt a little odd. But I'm happy to have you here, because what a weird Sunday it was. 13.5 point favorites. You got to play on your schedule. What's John Anderson's biggest takeaway from what he saw Sunday?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't see any of it Sunday. I saw a few highlights late. I saw, the box score of what's happening, and so much of it is all the same. I feel like if you had talked to me in 1944, I'd said the same thing. Well, if you turn the ball over, you let everybody have it in the game, you know, and if you decide that you think you're just going to walk in and beat somebody, then usually you don't. Like the Packers, both times that you feel like they've been good and they fill themselves with confidence, they get their comeuppance, whether it was in Cleveland or against Carolina. And it's just like, dude, every week you better be good. And there's not time to be take time off. And you got to play. You can't do dumb things like turn it over on downs or turn it over with a fumble or throw a stupid pick. And if you do, then you let those teams hang around. And it reinforced how much I hate the kickoff rules anymore. You know, the idea that you can do this and somebody gets it at the 35-yard line and the way kickers are anymore, like you have to make 20 yards and now you're in field goal range. And I feel bad for defenses in that regard because I feel like the Packers have had to start. If anybody had to start at the 20, then we're into overtime. I think that's just foolish. And I know there's a difference between punting and kicking, but I think Brad could probably point to that, right? Like what used to be the 40 to the 50 now seems to be the 50 and the 60. The field's gotten 10 yards shorter. And then with the kickoff, the other way they've made the field 10 or 15 yards shorter. And it's ridiculous that, you know, to come up with that. And you're like, hey, guys, they played reasonably well in the last thing. And you give them 25 yards and the guy's got a chip shot. It's terrible. So, but don't turn the ball over. That's always bad. And then don't ever think you got a chance against or that some team that you should be up by 13 and a half can't beat you because they will.
John, thanks for opening that specialist door for me. One quick tidbit that's fascinating. Punts in the NFL at an all-time low. They're down a full punt, like one full punt each from like 5 years ago.
More free money.
So punters are now almost being phased out of the game. Kickers are kicking the ball longer. Better field position, as John was saying, and offensive rules have become more accommodative. So punts are at an all-time low. It's an existential crisis for punters out there. So John, thank you for raising awareness for that.
Not as many attempts. And by the way, now, like half the time, right, you get in there and you can't even, like twice a game, you can really, you know,
I wish to
let
add
the shaft
that
out.
No one was aware of that. You understand that.
That's my job to inform people and make people
yes,
aware
it is
of that.
Your job as a punter. But yes. You realize no one on the planet knew about that. Does that tell you something?
Is it not concerning?
And if
to
they
you,
did
Homer?
Know, they weren't banging on the NFL's door and saying, we need more punts.
Everyone
Thank
else's
you.
Loss. John, I gotta ask you. Feels like a little bit of like a low in the Packers season right now. What was your expectations before the Lions game, before week one, and what's your expectations now for this team? Has it changed?
No.
For the rest of the season?
No. I thought the Lions beforehand were the class of the league or the division. I think they might still be. I just think they're way more gettable than I thought they would be. So it's ripe for whoever can they're ripe to be taken down, but I think their best game, to kind of like, steal from Scott Van Pelt, how good is your good? And I think their good is better than everybody else's. I think they're high end. Then I think the Packers is next, and I think the Bears, and I think then you get the Vikings. I'm not a JJ McCarthy believer just yet. But I think the Packers have shown their goods pretty darn good. It's just like, can we just get it? Like, every time I want to believe, you kick me in the teeth. And now I'm like, I guess I don't want to believe. You know, like you're doing your best to really tamp down expectations if that's what you're hoping to do. And I don't know why. I think Sunday's game, he says without having seen a play of it live, feel like that's almost entirely on LaFleur. And the coaching and getting them prepared and what it is. And I get he didn't throw the bad pick or he didn't put the ball on the ground. Those two are very much player things. But I think they came in and they just didn't look well coached. They didn't look well, they didn't look motivated. I just don't think that they, I think what's funny is good as I thought a job LaFleur did at times last year, managing with Love gone and Malik Willis in, I thought this year he has done some things where sometimes he's been too smart for his own good. You know, I feel like any play inside the three that is not Josh Jacobs is a dumb play.
I agree.
I don't know. You know, maybe, and that's hard on Josh, right? Because I think literally the man's yards, his running yards after contact are more yards than he actually has all season. But I think he gets too cute. And when I said that on the pregame show with Alex a few weeks ago, when Christian Watson came back and we're like, he's got another weapon. I'm like, I don't think I want him to have another weapon. He already does too much crazy stuff with what he has. I don't need another option for him.
I feel you on that.
Do the options that work more often. But I just thought they were not that. There's been the losses they have. I put at the feet of the coaches as not having them prepared and ready to play against a lesser opponent. You're good, but that doesn't mean you can play with your food. You know, you can't play the cat and mouse thing. You're not that big a cat.
Ooh, so well spoken. Play with their food and ended up going hungry. He starved on Sunday.
There you go.
More brilliance. More John Anderson and Homer coming up next in 2 minutes on the Homer Hour. This has been Kyle Bruston-Ortman. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great one. With the polished stance, Strofe's the glue who gives the show its dance. From 2 to 3.